described the problem. A group of people put up the money to get control of this railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it would be difficult for him to leave now. He says particularly it would be difficult because he described to me, but not in any detail, a problem he apparently had with one of the top people in the man who would have succeeded him if he were to leave,
mm-hmm.
who apparently got arrested by the Chicago police on some homosexual offense just a short time ago, which he was able to keep out of the papers, which raised a major problem. The net of that, which I got the impression on, was that it might be possible to talk him into the job. I think it's something that in a way would tempt him, but I think it would make it almost impossible.
After the White House conference, all these other things, I'm afraid that when we don't appoint Weaver, we're just going to kick up a real Negro disillusionment.
I'm afraid of that too, Mr. President, although I think the fact of the matter is that he's not really up to the kind of job that you want done.
We got to get an expert, a second man, and ultimately work him in that.
I think that would be the only thing I could think would be possible to do. I think also that, in point of fact, from the Negro's point of view, chances are that a white man given that job could accomplish more for the Negroes.
Oh, no question about it, no question about it. Here's what I told Roy Wilkins. I said, I can name this fellow and keep Kennedy's commitment. My judgment, you liable to get yourself in the same shape you did after the Reconstruction. That'd take you another 100 years to get back. I doubt that this fellow would make the grade, and he'll be a flop, and he'll be exhibit number one. And if you get a white man and goes in, he can do a hell of a lot more, and then you can be preparing your other people to do these things. This man could be undersecretary or something. There where he just doesn't have to take the rap, but he can't carry it by Congress. Well, he agreed with that, but he all going to be fine, and they're all going to say, well, we just not done anything.
I think that's probably true.
So I think our best course out, I haven't talked to you about it with you, although I did tell Bill Moyer 30 minutes ago to call you.
Yeah, he did, that's why I called you down.
Well, that's good. To see if we could get something worked out. I think what we've got to do is just get a superman for number two place that is not requiring glory in cabinet, and then send this fellow around on policy touring and let this fellow do the work with the Congress and with the President and with other people.
I think that's right.
Very much like we have on some other instances. Now, who is that man?
Well, the main reason I hadn't called you, Mr. President, was because I was trying to think who that man was. I went over John Macy's list, and I'm not sure that, unless I don't know all the people on there well enough to make a judgment. But I would have thought Fella Heineman might have been the man.
It's going to take a self-sacrificing good man that's willing to be second to Weaver.
Well, I made that judgment after talking with him, and I didn't bring you into it at all. Did it all on my own. And I think it would be very difficult for him to leave at this point. I don't.
Every damn one of them come up with something like that, though, when they don't want to. I mean, it's always their company. Don Cook says that he's got a man that has to succeed him. And they never really look upon anybody. He's the only man I know of. His predecessor said he had a man who could succeed him. They all think that their second man is not as good as they are.
Experience. I don't know whether a fellow like Kermit would think of that or not.
No, he wouldn't head treasurer. He wants to be head of Brookings.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Bundy with the Ford Foundation. They're looking out after down the road a long time. It's been a good while in government. And I think in time, they'll all want to come back. But I think that they've got to, after you've been 5 years in college, you want to get out and try your wings a little bit. And you've got a lot of people there in your department that like to get out in private practice. They get out, they want to be back a year or two because they miss the glamour of it all. About Bert Marshall. Rod Cavanaugh of Detroit?
Well, everything I hear about him is very good, but I would think from almost every viewpoint, Cavanaugh ought to do just what he's doing.
That's what I think.
And he seems to me that he may be a real comer and so forth and so on. But
have you ever had any of the Negro leaders in like we talked?
Yes, sir, I've had a couple, and I'm having a bunch in tomorrow. That's not in my doing. Roy didn't want to see me alone, but I spoke to him. Then he called me back a couple of days later and said that he'd been asked by four or five of them to come see me. It's the wrong way to do it. But I couldn't say no. I can't say no to a request of that kind. I think it'll be all right. So I have to go through that tomorrow afternoon.
I think maybe you better just lay the law down to him and just say, now, this president's going to be here 3 more years. But too many comments like come out of this last Congress and many attitudes like the New York Times article about having to appoint a man because of his race, that you could mighty easy drive him away.
I did that with Clarence Mitchell. It was pretty effective.
I think you won't scare hell out of him.
And I told him it didn't make a damn to me, but if he weakened me trying to do my job, took pot shots at you, which he couldn't help with you. Why, he just made the whole job a hell of a sight harder to do.
Well, you better tell this whole crowd that tomorrow and just tell them that you don't know how you're going to get a jury thing anyway, but I want it. You've done your best, but if they're saying we're not doing enough, then maybe they'll do it themselves. Maybe they can do it better. Maybe they can get their own bill and get up there and we'll try to help them. Thinking about these other things now and see.
I'm sorry not to come up with names. I know the importance of it. I guess that's my hesitancy.
Do it. Go out here. I've got to get some of them now. I've got to get a second man. What about Saul Lenowitz? You know him?
Yeah. I know Saul. He's
trouble all these folks have. No
damn
experience.
Effective. He used to work with your preparedness committee, didn't he?
No, that's Saul Horowitz.
Oh, Saul Lenowitz.
Yeah, he's Xerox.
Oh, yeah, Xerox. I only know him by reputation.
We got to get somebody that knows something about cities.